This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. True story. Got an email from my tax person this weekend, and let's just say there is a balance due this year on the Rizdahl family account at the Internal Revenue Service. We will get a check in the mail to them as soon as possible, but spare a thought for those who might prefer to pay up in cash. Not pennies or a truckload of dimes or single dollar bills to stick it to the tax man, but just currency, paper money, exact change, too. Jay Zagorski did that this year. He teaches at the Questrom School of Business at Boston University, and he is here to tell the tale. Jay, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Kai.
You wanted to pay your taxes in cash. My question, sir, is why?
Why? Well, first, Kai, I teach students about money, and I always ask them to look at the front of their bills. And on the front of the bills, it states, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. And income tax is one of our biggest public debts. And for years, I was wondering, was it even possible to pay in cash? Because I've never heard of anyone who had paid in cash. And a couple of years ago, one of my students said, Professor, I actually found it on the IRS website.
Like instructions for how to pay in cash?
Instructions on the IRS website for how to pay in cash.
So you cannot simply walk into the local IRS office and hand them, you know, $452.97 and be done with it?
No, as a matter of fact, first you had to make an appointment. And the lady I talked to said that I was very lucky that there were some appointments in my local office here in Boston available before tax day, and that many of her other offices were booked all the way up to May, so that if I had waited a little bit longer, I couldn't pay in some other parts of the country in cash. After I made an appointment, I went down to the federal building. It took a little while to get in because yeah. There's pretty high security at the federal building.
Yeah.
And then I sat there, and after about 30 minutes, they came up and they apologized and they said, we cannot keep cash in this facility because it's not safe, which I found a little bit ironic given...
In the federal building.
Yeah, in the federal building and how much effort it took to actually get into the federal building. And they said they needed to schedule a courier. I showed up a week later, and it took about 30 minutes for them to accept my cash, and they filled in what appeared to be a four-part carbon form. So the IRS has not yet automated this part of their business. And let me say, Kai, I was not trying to be a pain in any way, shape, or form. There's stories on the internet of people bringing in wheelbarrows full of coins. I went to the bank. I got crisp $100 bills, exact change. I wanted to make the experience go as fast as possible.
Right. No, totally get it. But let me ask you this. Other than the experience, right, and you're an economist and this is up your alley, and I get that it was interesting for you and it's interesting for me too. But why is it important that it's so hard to give the Internal Revenue Service cash?
I've been doing a lot of research into how people pay. And, I've come to one very strong conclusion that a cashless society has some disadvantages that we're not thinking about. You've probably noticed, especially since the show is from California, large increase in natural disasters. Mm-hmm. Electronic payments depend on electricity and communications working and being up. In the middle of a natural disaster, cash works. Electronic payments may or may not. But more importantly, there's a whole bunch of other reasons. There's a large number of people who are unbanked in our current system. The latest FDIC data show about 6 million households, not people, but households who have no connection to the formal banking system. And many of these people are working with cash. We are shifting to a cashless economy, and everyone is sort of, we're going pell-mell for this. And there are some advantages of cash that we're going to lose once we suddenly go to a pure cashless economy. So I'm advocating for a mixed-use society, both electronic means and for cash.
Without casting aspersions on what it is that you're trying to do, because I enjoy cash as much as the next guy, it does seem a fair bit quixotic, right? This experiment of yours?
A fair bit quixotic. A number of people have said it's ridiculous. Maybe I'm a little crazy and things like that. But let me just switch the topic just a little bit to records. 20 years ago, everyone sort of said, we don't want vinyl records anymore, Kai. And, last year we sold $1.2 billion worth of records. So records have come back because people suddenly said, wait, we're missing something here when we go to the sort of the high-tech solution. And there's a whole bunch of reasons why if we eliminate cash from society, we're going to have some problems.
Jay Zagorski is a professor at Boston University. Professor, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day, Kai.